Good morning, a Thursday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, today it's going to be in the mid-60s, and for many, that means people will be going outside. And I bring that up because a year after the pandemic was declared, the CDC director says COVID-19 numbers are way too high to relax just yet, and that's exactly what happens when the weather warms up. We relax.
Well, not only that, but people get outside, they want to congregate, and they want to be stupid. And what happens is they think they're invincible, so they don't wear a mask, and they congregate in large groups, and they don't social distance. And as a result, somebody's going to get sick. Look, a lot of people still getting sick now. It's way down, but it's nothing like it could be. I mean, it's a very bad moment in America because we haven't really figured the whole thing out. I think the president is doing a very good job on it, to be honest with you. This COVID relief program is both good in terms of relieving this illness and the transmission of the illness, but it's also a time when instead of playing to the very rich, which Trump did, there is a recognition that there are a lot of people in this country who could be helped. We are talking about children and children's poverty and going across the line to make sure that those people who have been economically oppressed won't be, at least in the way that they were. Now, is this socialism? Well, yes, it is. It's a ability to say, okay, we have a population and everybody should be treated well. And if that's socialism, that's socialism. Look, it took guts for this president to do what he's doing right now. And the question politically is, will he be rewarded for what he's doing? Will the old Trumpers and people like that and yell, socialist, terrible. You're feeding your kids. We don't want you to feed your kids. We don't want them to have health care. And we'll do everything in our power to put a stop to that. So this is an amazing morning when a $1.9 trillion expenditure comes out of the public purse to support people who have traditionally not been supported. I personally think it's a wonderful thing.
Alan, what do you make of this idea from a column in The Atlantic? Shadi Hamid writes, America without God, politics is the new religion. As religious faith has declined, ideological intensity has risen. Will the quest for secular redemption through politics doom the American idea? I mean, it really speaks to this polarization and how Democrats and Republicans seem to be at war with each other.
David, I think we've always had it. That's the interesting thing. We had a civil war. Out of that civil war came what we call the South now. First, the Democrats, who acted in a racist fashion down there, got to run the show. And then when Lyndon Johnson said, "We shall overcome," the Republicans took over the standard. So if you trace a line right from the Civil War and right from the people who were left over to now, you're going to find pretty much the haves versus the have-nots, the former slaves oppressed the way that they have been in this country, and the racism which has resulted. So I'm not one of those who thinks that this is brand new. On the contrary, I think it's always been with us, but right now it's the last cry of the war. It is, in fact, that moment when either that group that comes from the South and the Southern way of thinking in this country either gets oppressed or wins. In Trump, they won. In Biden, they lost. Let's see what those people in the middle have to say about all of this.
How about this from Politico this morning? Collins, Schumer, rift shocks Senate. While Washington undergoes a much-needed spring thaw, Chuck Schumer and Susan Collins' relationship is frostier than ever. In fact, no relationship to speak of. For weeks, Collins has questioned Schumer's handling of coronavirus relief negotiations, and on Tuesday night, Schumer fired back to blame Collins' fiscal conservatism for exacerbating the last financial crisis. The New York Democrat said in a nationally televised interview that his party's courtship of three GOP votes for his Obama-era stimulus bill shrunk the legislation too much. Quote, "We made a big mistake in 2009 and 10. Susan Collins was part of that mistake."
Absolutely right. Collins was very obscure in what she believed. We all thought that Collins was the swing vote when it turns out she wasn't. In the end, she was a phony. She stuck with the Republican side, and she was aptly rewarded by her voters in the state of Maine, and she won by much more than a lot of people thought she would. At that moment, we should have known, everybody should have known, that the mask was off, and she is who she is, period. End of discussion. And Schumer knows that the Democrats got taken, and he's saying it. Good for him.
Report published by the Times Union of Albany yesterday, Allen says an aide to New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says the Democrat groped her in the governor's mansion late last year. It's the most serious allegation against the embattled governor to date. The three-term governor faces harassment allegations from five other women. The female aide was not identified by the newspaper. She said that he had reached under her blouse. Through a spokesperson, the governor again on Wednesday denied ever touching a woman inappropriately. Continued calls for him to resign. He's waiting for the Attorney General's investigation. Others are supporting that, but the shoes keep dropping.
Well, they do. David, I get more telephone calls than you can believe about people who want to know what it is that's going to happen to Cuomo. What's he going to do? As if I know. Well, I don't know. You know, my relationship with him has been increasingly frosty. We know that. People who are knowledgeable about the governor have no idea, and I don't either. Look, if his numbers are really as low as we're hearing, 38% now in approval, that's probably the most important thing. He won't get out until he has to get out. Now, what's the investigation going to show? In terms of his liaisons with women, it's going to show that what they said was true. I believe that. Whether that rises to impeachment or resignation, I don't know. But it's so clear that even the pro-Cuomo people are saying over and over and over again, we have to have an investigation. That's going to be the moment of truth for Andrew Cuomo.
And political observer Alan Shartok with us. Thanks, Alan.